call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me, the pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay, and so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said, hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Thank you. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. It touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. Yeah, but I do know.
a windy Sunday afternoon. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Greg Ciambarisi, and it's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Game number six in this six-game series between your Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the Tourists of Asheville. Blue Claws are winners of four of the first five in this series, high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, while the Tourists come in at 2-12. Blue Claws are 5-9. Asheville, the high A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Today is Buster's birthday here at the ballpark. The Blue Claws mascot and many of his mascot friends are here, including a couple of Boomers from WJRZ and Trenton Thunder, and that's their name, Boomer. The Rutgers Scarlet Knight is here, Sparky the Fire Dog, Hootie the Owl from Temple, the Princeton Tiger, and a couple of others. So a fun day for Buster's birthday, but it's cold and windy, and the wind, as we've talked about over the last few days, blowing hard and blowing in. Yesterday it really blew in the whole game, and today I think even stronger than it was yesterday. So Blue Claws in Asheville, Matt Russell for Jersey Shore, he's 0-2 with a 9.64 ERA, and Alfredy Jimenez for Asheville, he's 0-1 with a 9.64 ERA. So a pair of right-handers on the mound here today. Russell taking the spot in the rotation of Christian McGowan, who unfortunately will miss some time. He was placed on the full season 60-day minor league injured list by the Phillies earlier in the week, and he will miss a lot of time. He pitched last Sunday in Brooklyn for the Blue Claws and came out with an injury in the fourth inning. And Russell will move into the starting rotation today and take his spot. Blue Claws winners yesterday by a final score of 4-2, a game that got a little hairy there at the end with Asheville putting two guys on base off Irumio Armenta in the ninth inning, and Armenta had a little trouble with the clock at the end of the game when we signed off last night. If you remember, the last pitch of the game was a 3-2 pitch, and the pitcher, Armenta, earlier in that at bat, had the clock run out on him, and an automatic ball was assessed to Jordan Brewer, the center fielder for Asheville, who was the go-ahead run at the plate. There were two guys on, and the clock was running down. Carl Ellison, the catcher for Jersey Shore, put his hands up and called time with 1 second left on the pitch clock. And if he hadn't done that, it would have been an automatic ball four, and that would have loaded the bases, and Asheville could have tied the game with a single, and they would have had Michael Sandel, who already had two hits in the game and is hitting over 300 on the season. Michael Sandel would have been at the plate there with the bases loaded. But Ellison called time, it was granted. And what ended up happening was Armenta came back one pitch later and struck out Brewer to end the ballgame. And I asked Carl afterwards what happened, and he said he saw the clock, but also he had zero idea what pitch was coming from Armenta. They had some kind of miscommunication. Remember, the signs were a little different because there was a runner on second base. But all in all, they got the out, and the Blue Claws got the win. They've now won three in a row and four out of five in this series here with the Asheville Tourists. So the other story coming out of yesterday with the Blue Claws was right-hander Mick Abel, who struck out 9 over 5 scoreless innings. That was the longest outing of his season and tied for the longest outing of his career. The 9 strikeouts are a new career high. He had thrown 5 innings 3 different occasions with Clearwater last summer, but that was the first time he did it with the Blue Claws, and 9 strikeouts a career high. Of course, Mick was the Phillies' first-round pick in 2020. The Phillies' first-round pick in 2021, Andrew Painter, pitched last night for Clearwater after we went off the air. Clearwater's game began at 6:30, and Painter struck out 14 hitters over 5 scoreless innings, 1 hit, and he struck out 30 hitters in 12 innings so far this season. He's just been absolutely unhittable. First-round pick from 2 years ago, or excuse me, from 1 year ago out of high school in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So yesterday, I think, was a great day for the Phillies player development department, and they're thrilled with both Abel and Painter. And in fact, everybody won yesterday too, so that's always a good thing. All four affiliates picked up wins yesterday. Derek Hall hit 2 home runs for Lehigh Valley. Vito Frisia hit a home run for Redding in wins. And then Abel dominant here, Painter dominant down for Clearwater, although the Phillies lost yesterday to Milwaukee 5-3. They will play tonight at Citizens Bank Ballpark. So we get set for baseball here today. The two managers are out there for the lineup card exchange. Keith Werman for the Blue Claws and Nate Shaver for Asheville. So let's do the pitching preview. And that, of course, is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Matt Russell for the Blue Claws, a 23-year-old right-hander from Kansas City, went to Missouri State, and Russell ended up signing a non-drafted free agent contract with the Phillies in 2021. This year with the Blue Claws in two games, 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. He's walked 2, and he has struck out 2. He last pitched in Brooklyn on the 15th, so 9 days ago. And, you know, he would have pitched at one point earlier in the year, or earlier in the week, but with McGowan getting hurt, the Sunday starter for Jersey Shore, they moved Russell into the rotation to pitch Sunday here today. He had been piggybacking with Griff McGarry because Griff is just building up his arm after missing spring training. So Russell would have followed McGarry on Wednesday when Griff struck out all 6 hitters he faced. But with McGowan going down, Russell moves into the rotation. So he's had 9 days off, and he will make his 3rd appearance of the year today for the Blue Claws. He'll face Alfredy Giménez, a right-hander, 22 years old, from the Dominican Republic for Asheville, who make his 3rd appearance of the season. And he is 0-2, has allowed 13 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned in 9 1/3 innings, and a couple of home runs. He has not walked a batter, though, and Giménez has struck out 9. He pitched earlier in the series on Tuesday in relief and was very good. 4 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 2 unearned runs, no walks, and struck out 6. He actually gave up the home run to Nick Matera on Tuesday night that gave the Blue Claws the win, and he came on in the 5th inning and in the 4th inning and was 1 strike away from getting his team through the 8th, but he hung a changeup and Matera took him out to left field. Last year, Giménez pitched for both Fayetteville and Asheville and had a 4.44 ERA. Fayetteville was their low A affiliate. Now, today, if Alfredy Giménez hangs a changeup to Nick Matera and he gets one up in the air, it would be a tough ball to get out of here because the wind is blowing straight in about 20 miles an hour, I would say. Temperatures in the high 50s. It's chilly here this afternoon. A tough day for the hitters for sure. And when they stand in the box, the wind will be blowing directly into their faces. So we'll see how that goes for the hitters. If you want to hit a home run today, your best bet is to hit a line drive down the line and then cross your fingers that the umpires call it fair, as we saw the other day when they called one fair that was foul. And the Blue Claws rallied. That was Friday with Ben Brown in the mound. They ended up rallying to win the game anyway. Some other notes. The Blue Claws have stolen 7 bases over the last 2 days. They're now 44 for 47 on the season. They lead the minors in that category, 6 ahead of Sally League rival Hudson Valley and 8 ahead of the Astros low-A team, Fayetteville. Johan Rojas, who had 1 yesterday, has 11 on the season, tied for the 2nd most in the minors. Ethan Wilson, who has the day off today, has 10 stolen bases on the year. Jersey Shore stole 9 on opening night. They have at least 1 stolen base in all 14 games. They have at least 3 stolen bases in 9 of their 14 games so far this season. Carlos De La Cruz was activated off the development list, reinstated from the development list, in fact, yesterday, with Luis Garcia getting placed on the 7-day injured list. We're going to have to lower the crud mic there. You can really hear the wind whipping through. And he's in the lineup today. He'll make his season debut batting 7th and playing right field. Matt Russell, the pitcher. Nick Matera, the catcher. Blue Claws baseball against the Asheville Tourists on a windy Sunday. The Jersey Shore is next on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Olivia Kutcher with an outstanding rendition of the national anthem. Welcome back inside chilly and windy Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Final game of a six-game series between your Blue Claws and the Asheville Tourists here this afternoon. Jersey Shore, High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. They are 5-9, and the Asheville Tourists are 2-12, High A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Matt Russell for the Blue Claws, Alfredy Giménez for Asheville, both making their third appearances of the season. Giménez, his second of the series, though. He threw 4 2/3 scoreless innings on Tuesday until he gave up a home run with two out to Nick Matera, two unearned runs, but took the loss. Russell hasn't pitched since April 15th. He was supposed to pitch in relief Wednesday behind Griff McGarry, but then with Christian McGowan getting injured last Sunday in Brooklyn, Russell moves into his spot of the rotation, and he will make the start here this afternoon. So the Blue Claws and the Tourists, final game. Blue Claws looking for a fourth straight win. They've won the last three after the team split the first two of the series. The lineups are brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities including Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, Monmouth Medical Center, Southern Campus in Lakewood, and Community Medical Center in Toms River. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Jordan Brewer will lead off in left field for Asheville today, then Michael Sandel in right. Will Wagner's at first base batting third. Colin Barber's in center field batting fourth. Christian Gonzalez, the DH, will hit fifth. And Nerio Rodriguez, the catcher, batting seventh and playing second base is J.C. Correa. Luis Santana's in third. Hill at eighth. And batting ninth and playing short is Dury Carrasco. Clay Williams is the plate umpire. Chandler Durham is the base umpire. The Blue Claws are 5-9. The Tourists are 2-12. It's 58 degrees, 20-mile-an-hour winds blowing straight in from center field. And we're ready to go. Happy birthday, Buster, the Blue Claws mascot. Celebrates today, 105, an on-time start. And Matt Russell, wearing short sleeves, deals a fastball strike on the outside corner, and we're underway. Jordan Brewer out of the University of Michigan, he was the last batter yesterday. He struck out on a high fastball to end the game for me, Rubio Larmenta, and he's at three homers on the year, 12 out of 37. He's driven in eight and stolen three bases, and Russell misses Hyatt inside of the count, one ball and one strike on Brewer. Michael Sandel is next, and then Will Wagner. The top part of this order is pretty good for the Tourists, and that is a called strike on the outside corner. The first three hitters hitting all over 300 on this season. But they have struggled hitting just 202 as a team. Blue Claws trying to win 5 out of 6 in this series. Pitched by Russell, high and outside. And it's 2-2. Defensively for Jersey Shore today, Baron Radcliffe is in left field. Jared Carr in center. Carlos De La Cruz in right. McCarthy Tatum at third. And Casey Martin at short. Nicholas Torres in second, DJ Stewart at first. Fastball on the inside corner, got him looking, strike three. So a good start for Russell. See fans Brewer looking, one away, and that'll bring up Michael Sandel. And Nick Matera doing the catching today for the Blue Claws. The one out and nobody on. Here is Sandel, 15 out of 46, a home run and 6 runs batted in. Russell's from Missouri, went to Missouri State. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. And the count, one ball and one strike, non-drafted free agent, signed with the Phillies last year. He spent that summer in Clearwater, where he appeared in 9 games, allowed 6 runs earned in 17 and 2/3 innings. That one fouled back out of play by Sandel, and the count 0-2. Struck out 22 and walked only 4, did Russell last year. This year, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, and 4 and 2/3. 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. But just getting his season underway. This is his first start, 3rd appearance. Here's a fly ball foul down the right field line out of play. And the count, no balls and 2 strikes still on Sandel. Russell pitched in the 3rd game of the year 2 Sundays ago and gave up 4 runs in 2/3 of an inning, took the loss. 3 of those were earned. Luklaus got swept in that series by Aberdeen. Strike 3 over the outside corner, 2 down. So a good start for Russell. He struck out the first 2 hitters looking. And that'll bring up the first baseman for Asheville. That's Will Wagner. Luklaus in their Sunday yellow jerseys. They say Jersey Shore in blue across the chest. Red number on the front and the back. Most of the players wearing the long sleeves today. Russell, though, with the short sleeves. And the sunglasses cap for the Blue Claws. Fastball to Wagner, found the way down the left field line. And the count, nothing and one. Sunglasses cap is light blue up top with a yellow brim. And sunglasses on the front that rest on the brim. And in the reflection on the shades, 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1. You see both a Ferris wheel on one lens and a roller coaster on the other. And then if you look in the clouds off the reflection, a little JS and a little BC. Very cool design. Fastball inside, 2-1 on Will Wagner. 15 for 44, 3 homers, 12 ribbies for the former Liberty University product. He was an 18th round pick of the Astros in 2021. Son of former Astros and Phillies closer Billy Wagner. Here's a fly ball hit well deep into left center. Carr chasing after it into the gap. It's slicing away from him toward the gap, but Carr runs it down to make the backhanded catch, and that retires the side. Throws it up onto a berm, a souvenir for a young kid, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Matt Russell. Go to the bottom of the first. Asheville nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Johan Rojas leading things off today for the Blue Claws. No scores. We go to the bottom half of inning number one. Right-handed batter out of San Francisco de Macari in the Dominican Republic. And Johan doing what he's done in all 15 games this year. And that's leadoff for the Blue Claws. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Now, today he is the DH. Second time he's DHing this year. Otherwise, he's been the everyday leadoff man and center fielder. And he lines this one down the right field line. Wynn forces it foul. He was going to slice foul anyway, but it ends up on the concourse. And the count, nothing and two. 11 out of 52 for Rojas this year. No homers, 2 ribbies, and 11 stolen bases. He stole his 11th base yesterday. Now, Freddy Jimenez, the right-hander. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside. 1-2. Rojas followed by the shortstop, Casey Martin, and the catcher, Nick Matera. Baron Radcliffe is in left field batting fourth, and then DJ Stewart at first. Jared Carson, center field today, batting sixth, and Carlos De La Cruz, his season debut. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, lifted foul off first, and the count 1-2. McCarthy Tatum is at third base, batting eighth, and batting ninth at second is Nicholas Torres. Blue Claws lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. Life is better healthy. Chopper to second base. Correa near the bag. Had him played perfectly. Throws to first in time. One up and one down in inning number one. Alfredy Jimenez on the mound today for the Taurus. He's a right-hander out of Boni in the Dominican Republic. 0-2 in two appearances. 9 1/3 innings. 13 hits. 7 runs. 5 earned. No walks and 9 strikeouts. He gave up 8 runs. Excuse me. He gave up 5 runs on 8 hits and 4 2/3 against Greenville on April 13th. And then 2 unearned runs on a home run to Nick Matera, who's on deck as Casey Martin takes a fastball, though. And that was on Tuesday night here in the eighth inning that gave the Blue Claws a 3-2 win in the first of the six-game series. Asheville won the second game. The Blue Claws have won the last three. There's a fly ball foul over our heads and back up out of play. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike on the former University of Arkansas Razorback, Casey Martin. 8-for-44 to start the year. No home runs, 1 RBI, and 2 stolen bases. Breaking ball inside and low to Martin, and the count 2 balls and 1 strike. If he gets on, he is obviously a threat to go. Only the 2 steals so far, but he's very fast. Here's the 2-1, and he lifts it foul down first out of play. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blue Claws, as we said before, lead the Miners in steals, 44-for-47 on the year, which is just sensational. Here's the 2-2 pitch, high ball 3, and that runs the count full at 3-2. So Martin was involved in a emphatic play yesterday. He was at third base, and there was a fly ball to right center field, popped up foul behind the plate, and the count remains full, 3-2. And Martin came in to try to score on a sac fly, and the catcher, Correa, for Asheville, was out, you know, kind of blocking home plate, but he didn't yet have the ball. And the 3-2 pitch is popped up on the infield into the sun. Carrasco, the shortstop, the second baseman, Correa, and it's blown back to the first baseman, Wagner, just to the right of the pitcher's mound. Wagner makes the catch, and that's out number 2. You can really feel the impact of the wind on that pop-up, which I think Carrasco thought he was going to catch when it came off the bat, and it was the first baseman, Wagner, who caught it to the right of the pitcher's mound, our right of the pitcher's mound. So anyway, so Martin tags up. Correa's blocking the plate, but doesn't have the ball, so Martin lowers his shoulder and bowls him over. And Martin got there just before the ball did, and he scored. Matera takes a little high 1-0, and both benches and bullpens emptied. There were no punches thrown, thankfully. No ejections. Swing and a miss by Matera. The count 1 ball and 1 strike. Now, the rule is you have to slide, but you also are entitled to a path to home plate unless the catcher has the ball, which he did not. So it was a legal play by Martin, and he was safe. Swing and a miss by Matera. The count 1-2. I think they got a picture today of Matera with the Rutgers Scarlet Knight, who was here for Blue Claws mascot Buster's birthday. Matera, a Rutgers product, 3-year starter for the Knights, 9-for-31 with a home run off Jimenez, and he chases a high fastball here from Jimenez, strike 3, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. Both pitchers with 1-2-3 first innings. We go to the second, no score, on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the second inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. No score. Blue Claws and the Asheville Tourists. Matt Russell at a 1-2-3 first inning for Jersey Shore with a pair of strikeouts. And he'll face 4, 5, and 6. Colin Barber, Christian Gonzalez, and Dario Rodriguez here in inning number 2. So here's Colin Barber, 6-for-30, no home runs, 4 RBIs. Committed to Oregon out of high school in Chico, California. Fastball outside. And a count, 1 ball and no strikes. Asheville wearing their alternate green uniforms today. They're kind of a lime green. Here's a pop-up off third. Foul ground, Tatum moving over, and it slices out of play. And that lands about 10 rows back, third base side. And it's 1 ball, 1 strike. When you get this wind that blows straight in on balls that get up in the air near the line, the wind just forces them either side into the stands, and that one blew about 15 feet up. And the 1-1 pitch is a changeup high and outside. So these Asheville jerseys are Biltmore Jade. That's the color. And an ode, of course, to the Biltmore Estate, one of the main tourist attractions in Asheville. Fastball strike. And the count is 2-2 on Colin Barber. Midnight Navy. And then that's the darker color. And then the middle blue. Here's another high pop, and the wind is going to push this one into the seats, too. Tatum comes down over near the third base dugout, and it's in the seats. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And then their middle blue is Blue Ridge blue. Of course, Asheville is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. They rebranded, or I shouldn't say rebranded. They did a new logo set. Well, I guess a rebrand, yeah, in about longer than that, in 2010. They released their new logo set in November of 2010 for the 2011 season. They had the old bear with the fastball down and inside of the count, 3-2. With the fanny pack there, the tourist bear, who is no more. These are sharp. They really pop. And they're contrasted with the Blue Claws yellows today. Fastball inside, ball 4. So there's the game's first base runner as Barber walks, and he's aboard with nobody out for Christian Gonzalez, the DH. First walk allowed by Russell today, and the Blue Claws will try to turn 2. Martin Achor Torres at second. No Luis Garcia. He's on the 7-day IL. So what would happen if they replaced him with an outfielder? De La Cruz backhanded by Matera on a fastball in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes on Gonzalez, a right-handed hitter. So what would happen if they needed an emergency middle infielder? Well, it would be McCarthy Tatum, who stands at 6'4", 6'5". And he would be a pretty tall second baseman if that were necessary for sure. Pitches inside of the count, 2-0. My guess is he would probably play short, and either Martin or Torres, who are both capable of playing either spot, would play second in that circumstance, but hopefully that's not needed. Stewart holds on the runner at first. Pitch is hit in the air well, deep out in the left field. Back goes Radcliffe, turns around, looks up, and that's gone. Out of the grass berm above the left field wall, a line drive, 2-run homer for Christian Gonzalez. Opens the scoring, and the Tourists take a 2-0 lead. So we said before that today would be a bitterly difficult day to hit a home run. You'd have to hit a line drive, and Gonzalez does that. Smokes one out of the grass berm in left, and it's 2-0 Asheville. For Christian Gonzalez, that's his first career home run, or excuse me, his first 2022 home run, and the 6th home run of the career of the 20-year-old infielder. He had 4 last year between the GC or the Complex League and Fayetteville, swinging a foul tip by Nariel Rodriguez, nothing in one. And he had won in his debut season 2019 in the Dominican Summer League. 0-1 on Rodriguez. Russell's pitch, a slider for a called strike. And the count is nothing and two. Rodriguez, 12 out of 38, three home runs and six runs batted in. 0-2 pitch on the way. Outside, just missed the slider. And the count is 1-2. So Jersey Shore trailing here 2-0 with Asheville batting in the top half of inning number two. Wynn continues to just pound the straight in right in the face of the hitters. Here's a high pop off first base. It sends Torres running over behind the bag, and he makes a juggling catch in foul territory behind first base. He had to go a long way for that because, again, the wind just forces everything up in the air toward the lines. And Torres made a basket catch. It kind of popped up, and he snagged it out of the air. That was a difficult play, but a good one for Nicholas Torres. One down. That brings up Carlos Correa's brother, J.C. Correa, who's a catcher and infielder. He fouls this one off to the right of the count, nothing and one. 5 for 42 on the year, no home runs and an RBI out of Troy University in Alabama. He's caught three games in this series, and he fouls one off to the right, nothing and two. And today, as he has in the other three games, stands at second base. Sitting in the 7-hole for Nate Shaver's club, and that's down and outside. Count 1-2. Blue Claws have already won the series by virtue of winning yesterday's game. They've won 4 out of 5. But going for a fourth straight win today, fouled off to the left, or excuse me, to the right out of play, still 1-2. Six-game series now. Blue Claws will go to Aberdeen on Tuesday, play six there. And Ash will go home and play Winston-Salem. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a high pop behind the plate. Coming back on it is Matera. Will he have enough room? Yes, he will. Right up against the netting. Nick makes the catch, and there are two men down. Those balls, when they go up in the air, they always have a lot of spin, and they generally come back in the direction of home plate. But today, with the wind blowing in, wasn't quite sure if the wind would counteract the spin, kind of force it over the netting, and that one just had enough spin on it to come back, and Nick made the play. Here's Luis Santana with two out, and he lines one down third but foul. They scatter the Torres bullpen and bounces into the third base picnic area. No balls and one strike. So Correa retired two away. The walk of a two-run homer in this inning has given Asheville the lead. Christian Gonzalez's first home run of the season. And that one down and outside skips past Matera. And it's 1-1 on Luis Santana. He's 4-for-34 on the year. No home runs and one run batted in. Blue Claws will have 4-5-6. Radcliffe, Stewart, and Carr against Alfredo Jimenez, who has had a very good series. Here's a bouncer outside of third foul. And 1-1 on Luis Santana. McAble went 5 yesterday, struck out 9, a career high. We'll see how far Russell goes today. Blue Claws have a big pitching staff, 18 pitchers, so no issues there. Here's the 1-2, and a high pop in back of first. Stewart over the wind gets it and carries it out of play. About 10 or 12 rows back on the right side of the count, 1-2. So last year they had expanded the rosters, which forever had been 25. And last year they expanded them to 30 because of COVID concerns. If a couple of players tested positive or were close contacts, they wanted to make sure that teams had enough guys to continue playing. But everybody liked it, and they kept it at 30. Swing and a miss. Good fastball, strike three. No, it's 30 here. It's 28 in the Eastern League in Double A, but it is 30 here in the Sally League. Three strikeouts for Russell. Two runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left. Two-run homer by Christian Gonzalez. It's Asheville 2 and Jersey Shore. Nothing on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
At RW.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we go to the bottom half of the second inning. No score between the Blue Claws and, excuse me, not score. Asheville had a two-run home run there in the second inning. I saw it. And it's 2-0 Taurus as we go to the home second. Here is Baron Ratcliffe, and he will lead things off for the Blue Claws, the left fielder, 227 on the year, 10 for 44. No home runs, three ribbies, and three steals. Ratcliffe, Stewart, and Carr for the Blue Claws off Alfredo Jimenez in the bottom half of the second. Breaking ball down and inside of the count, one ball and one strike. Baron, like the pitcher Matt Russell, short sleeves today. Temperatures in the upper 50s and a strong wind blowing straight in. Being cut and a miss there, a change. And it's 1-2 from Alfredo Jimenez. The shortstop, Carrasco, is up near the bag. They probably would shift Ratcliffe, but, of course, anti-shifting rules in place in the minors this year. And that's a changeup, low, good eye, 2-2. Everywhere but AAA, you have shifting bands. In AAA, they do allow shifting, at least this year. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's outside. Two pretty good changeups that Ratcliffe has taken for balls, and he doesn't chase anything. He's got a very good eye there at the plate. So he awaits now a 3-2 here from Jimenez leading off, and the pitch is at the knee, strike three. He tried to take three close ones in a row. That one I think he thought was low, but he has punched out, and that's one away. Second strikeout for Jimenez, and that'll bring up the first baseman for the Blue Claws, DJ Stewart. So why do they allow shifting in AAA? Well, because they allow shifting in the majors, they want the players that are in AAA, that some of whom, many of whom will be up this year, to at least play with the shift. Breaking ball is high, the count, one ball, no strikes, but it seems possible, if not likely, that the shift will be banned in the big leagues next year. Stewart hits one pretty well out in the right center field, sending Barber, the center fielder, on the run into the gap. The wind blows it over towards Sandel, the right fielder, who lost his hat but makes the catch, and there are two men down. Stewart hit the ball very well on a different day. That's a double, maybe a triple. But today, the wind just got it, kind of knocked it down, and blew it over towards the right fielder, Sandel. So nothing DJ can do about that one. He flies out. Hit it well, but there are two down. Five in a row now for Jimenez. Here's the center fielder, Jared Carr. Six out of 32 on the year. Fastball low. No homers, two ribbies. He's played well. The last four games that he's played, he's gotten four hits, including a double and a triple. He had a triple to break up a perfect game bid by Asheville on Wednesday. That is outside. And the count 2-0 from Alfredo Jimenez. Has a double in there, has an outfield assist in there, has a couple of steals, and he seems to be kind of the guy that ignites Blue Claws rallies. 2-0 pitch, strike called. In fact, the other night when Jersey Shore was trailing on Friday 2-0, it was Jared Carr in the sixth inning who got a base hit to drive in the first Jersey Shore run, and then he scored the tying run on Tatum's base hit. In fact, fastball called strike two and two. So he has been a little spark plug for the Blue Claws, and with Johan Rojas DHing today, Carr will play, or is playing center, normally plays left, and that's down and inside from Jimenez, and the count full at three and two. Asheville 2, Jersey Shore nothing, bottom of the second. Nice crowd on hand today for Buster's birthday. 3-2 pitch, fouled off third base side. And the count is still full at 3-2. Carlos De La Cruz will make his season debut at the plate next if Carr gets on, or he'll lead off in the bottom of the third. Jimenez looking for a second straight 1-2-3 inning, and Carr inside outs one foul off the netting above. It's beyond the third base dugout where Keith Werman grabs it, and Keith will pass it to a young fan. Passed it right through the opening of the gate. It's a field access point down there. No, he didn't throw it over the 32-foot high net. Laced foul right into the Torres dugout from Carr, who stays alive in the count 3-2. Buster sitting in the seats behind the Blue Claws dugout on the first base side. Today's his birthday. A lot of kids on hand today. And always a fun day at the park. Here's the 3-2. Had a fly ball off the end of the bat. High in the air. Backing up is Correa, the second baseman. Sandal lost his hat again as he came on. But it doesn't matter. Correa picks up the catch and the putout. Sandal picks up his hat and the inning is over. Sandal thought off the bat that was going to be his ball. But again, the wind just knocking that down like a brick wall. 1-2-3 go the Blue Claws in the second. We go to the third, and Jersey Shore trailing 2-0 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we go to the third inning. Dury Carrasco leading off for the Tourists to lead the Blue Claws 2-0. We're joined by Kelly Terry of the Mile In Terry Foundation, and they're today's Blue Claws Charities Community Partner of the Game. Hi, Kelly. First pitch to Carrasco is low. The count, 1 ball, no strikes. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Mile In Terry Foundation. First, the 1-0 from Russell to Carrasco, a left-handed hitter. Sliced it foul, third base side, 1-1.
We're a 100% volunteer charity organization supporting pediatric cancer in the community.
So how did you guys start? 1-1 on Dury Carrasco, 4 out of 27. And Russell's pitch is Anthony for a strike.
Well, unfortunately, we were founded in 2013 upon the loss of my daughter, Maya.
Yeah, very sorry.
Thank you.
She had pediatric cancer. You're good.
Yes.
We got time. Until he starts his motion, you're fine. Here's a bouncer to the right side. Long run. Torres slides after it. Can't get it. And it's by him at a base, into right field for a base hit for Carrasco.
So Maya was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at the age of 5. And upon the end of treatment from that cancer, she succumbed to a secondary cancer caused by her first cancer treatment. So secondary AML was a second diagnosis, and that's what ultimately took her life.
And then shortly thereafter, you decided to start the foundation?
Yes, probably within a month of her passing.
Here's Jordan Brewer, leadoff batter for the Taurus, runner at first. Pitch, bloop, foul behind the plate, out of play. Nothing and one. So what kinds of things do you guys do? How many families do you support at any given time?
We're currently supporting 214 families in
wow.
our community.
And then now define, what's the range?
We're predominantly supporting families in New Jersey.
Breaking ball strike.
However, not exclusively. So I would say about 90% are New Jersey families, and our donor database is predominantly all of New Jersey.
Like all over the state?
Correct.
No balls, two strikes on Jordan Brewer. 12 out of 38 on the year. Throw to first, not in time. Carrasco backstanding. He's at first, nobody out. Asheville 2, Jersey Shore nothing. We're in the third on a windy Sunday at Shoretown Ballpark. Russell out of the stretch. The pitch is inside and high. The count, one ball and two strikes. Our guest is Kelly Terry from the Myelin Terry Foundation. So are families referred to you? How do you become in contact with these families that are in need? First, the 1-2 to Brewer, and Russell's pitch, a slider down and outside. It's 2-2.
There's various ways. We have individuals that contact us through our website. We have referrals from the social workers at the various hospitals in New Jersey, or we have family referrals, other patients that are battling.
Stewart holds on the runner at first, 2-2 on Brewer. Pitch is cut out and missed, strike three. Four strikeouts for Matt Russell. One away in the third, and that'll bring up Michael Sandel, the right fielder, struck out looking his first time up. So you support all those families, over 200. How do you raise money?
We have a lot of grassroots efforts that go on across the year. In fact, our next event is coming up on Monday, June 6th. We're doing our third annual golf outing at Jumping Brook Frontier Club.
Well, that's a beautiful place over there, Neptune, right?
Yes.
Here's Michael Sandel, and he fouls it back. How can folks support the event?
They can participate as golfers, they can attend dinner-only reservations, or they can elect to be sponsors or underwriters of the event.
All right. And again, more information is available at themyalynterryfoundation.org. Maya, M-Y-A. Fastball high, 1-1. And Maya Lynn, M-Y-A-L-I-N. Terryfoundation.org. And don't forget T-H-E on the front. So 1-1 here on Sandel. Runner leads off first base. Carrasco East single to start the inning. Breaking ball fouled back into the screen. And it's one ball, two strikes here on Michael Sandel. Blue Claws down a pair. Kelly Terry is our guest from the Myelin Terry Foundation. How long have you guys been with the Blue Claws and doing stuff here?
It's been quite a few years. I'd say probably about three prior to COVID.
Okay, here's the 1-2. That's outside a slider. So who do you have here with your group today?
I believe we have about 25 of our families here today and friends.
Awesome. From all over the Jersey Shore?
Actually, all over New Jersey.
All over New Jersey. Okay, very good. 2-2 pitch. Slider line foul softly down first out of play. And the count still 2-2 here on Michael Sandel. What other kinds of things do you guys do? You say you have the golf outing. What other fundraisers do you do? Throw to first, not into.
We had, in March, we had our very first tennis and pickleball competition event.
Oh, that's cool.
It was quite awesome,
Where'd
actually.
Where'd you do that?
Park Avenue Tennis Center in Oakhurst, New Jersey.
2-2 count on Sandel, and the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. Says Chandler Durham. Nice umpire. So, count full. We'll see if they put Carrasco in motion from first base. Asheville doesn't run all that much. They have another throw to first, not in time. Now Russell cannot throw over. Again, you get two freebies per plate appearance. If he throws over again and the runner gets back safely, it would be a bonk. We'll see if he goes on 3-2. Long hold. He does not go. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Strike three. And Sandel chase ball four. That was high and inside. And now there are two men down. How many families did you have or participators?
I'm here tonight?
No, at the pickleball.
Oh, we had 16 pickleball teams and 32 tennis players.
That's cool. So if folks want to find out more information about other events you have coming up or the organization, you just want to direct them to the website.
Correct. There's a tab entitled Events. They can check to see what's coming up, or they can even look to see what has happened in the past as historical.
Swing and a miss by Will Wagner, and the count is nothing and one. And if there are families that are in need of support, and obviously, unfortunately, there are just so many, so it's a tragic situation. Again, the website can direct. You can get more information from there. Oh, and one the count. And that is outside a fastball. The count, one ball and one strike.
Yeah, so they can visit the website, and there's a tab that allows them to submit grant applications to our foundation directly, or they can call me.
And your email address is right there on the site as well. Here's the 1-1. Lifted foul down first, out of play. And just looking at on the website, a lot of Maya's family members are a part of the organization, right? So they kind of, the whole it's not just you, and the whole family kind of keeps your memory alive through the foundation.
That is correct. My entire family is involved in the foundation, and we have about 30 additional members that sit on our board.
Wow. That's a big board. Mm-hmm. 1-2 pitch is down and inside, a breaking ball. And the count is 2-2 on Will Wagner. So runner at first and two down. We're in the third. Asheville 2 and Jersey Shore nothing. We're talking with Kelly Terry of the Maya Lynn Terry Foundation, today's Blue Claws Charities Community Partner of the Game. 2-2 on Wagner. Pitch is a check swing. He went around a slider. Strike 3. 6 strikeouts for Matt Russell, who strikes out the last 3 here in the third. Kelly, anything that we missed?
No, I'm just thankful for being here today. It's a perfect day. A little chilly, but it's sunny. I know our families are having a great time. And a shout-out to one of the Warriors here today that threw out the pitch, Jackson.
Oh,
happy birthday,
cool.
Jackson.
Happy birthday, Jackson. Kelly, thank you so much. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
We go to the bottom of the third. No runs, one hit, and one left. Blue Claws down 2-0 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Carlos De La Cruz makes his season debut for Jersey Shore here today. He will lead off for the Blue Claws as we start the bottom of the third. 2-0 Asheville. Alfredo Jimenez on the mound. First pitch on the way on the inside corner, called strike. And the count, nothing and one. De La Cruz, McCarthy, Tatum, and Nicholas Torres. De La Cruz has been with the Blue Claws the last couple of seasons. 2019 in low A. Swinging a miss, high fastball. And the count, 0-2. And he hit .220 with 7 homers. Last year, he had .181, 5 homers between the FCL Phillies, Clearwater, and the Blue Claws. He played 17 games here last year. That's high. 1-2. Carlos is from Yonkers, New York. He went to George Washington High School in New York City. Signed with the Phillies in 2017. And the 1-2 pitch is a ground ball right side off first. Fielded by Wagner. He will take it himself and beats Carlos to the bank for round number one. 7 up, 7 down for Alfredo Jimenez. Here's McCarthy Tatum, who has grounded playing third today, 10 for 43 on the year, one home run and four runs batted in. Tatum and then Nicholas Torres for the Blue Claws. Torres up 2-0, Blue Claws batting bottom of the third. And the pitch on the way, a check swing and a breaking ball. Did he go? No, says the base umpire, Chandler Durham. So 1-0 here on McCarthy. Tatum had a base hit in four at-bats yesterday. He grounds this one foul past his manager, Keith Werman, down the third baseline. And the count, one ball and one strike. Tatum had an RBI single on Friday. That tied the game in the sixth inning. Blue Claws were down 2-0, then 2-1, and then he got the base hit to tie it at two. They would win 4-3. Here's a line drive toward left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Into the gap, the left fielder Brewer cuts it off. Tatum's trying for two. Brewer fires it back in. It's not in time. Tatum slides in ahead of a relay throw. So a two-base hit for McCarthy Tatum, and he's in scoring position for the Blue Claws with one out here in the bottom half of the third. I'm going to bring up Nicholas Torres. Asheville comes into the day at 2-12, and one of the biggest reasons why is they have been very poor defensively. They've made 22 errors on the year, most in the league. They've allowed 27 unearned runs. Here's Torres, first pitch, a strike, and the count, nothing and one. That's in 14 games, so almost two unearned runs per game being allowed by the Tourists, and obviously that is going to put your team in just a big hole every single day, it seems. And they've had their defensive struggles in this series, too, as Torres skies one foul off first. So that's just something to keep an eye on as this game progresses here this afternoon. Those of you just joining us, temperatures in the high 50s and clear skies, but it is windy. Wind blowing straight in from center field about 20, 25 miles an hour. And ironically, the only two runs of the game on a home run, but that was a line shot, breaking ball high for a ball. And we count 1-2 by Christian Gonzalez in the top of the second inning off Matt Russell. So the Blue Claws and the 1-2 breaking ball high and inside. Now the count, two balls and two strikes. With a win would give them four in a row to close out this series. Remember, they started the year 1-8, but they've won this series. They would love to take five out of six. 2-2 pitch, hit high in the air to left. The wind knocks it down. It sends Brewer on a dead sprint over toward the line. He dives after it and makes the catch. Tatum scampers back to second without a throw. Brewer thought that would be a relatively simple play off the bat, but the wind blew it right toward the line. He went a long way, left-hander, and made a diving catch for out number two. So two down, here is Johan Rojas, the DH, who grounded out to second base his first time and is 0-4-1. Johan 11 out of 53 on the season. Asheville 2, Jersey Shore nothing here at Shoretown Ballpark on a windy Sunday. And Alfredo Jimenez deals, but time called. Or was time called, or was it a clock violation? Let's see. It was a clock violation. Clay Williams makes the call. So an automatic ball is assessed to Rojas. So it's 1-0. Jimenez's pitch is chopped down third. That's a fair ball over the bag and down the third baseline. Tatum around third. He scores. Rojas speeding towards second base. He loses his helmet about midway between first and second. And he pulls in safely with a two-base hit and an RBI. Two-bagger for Johan. And the Blue Claws on the board. They trail it 2-1. Right over the bag at third. And Rojas, the RBI double, his third run batted in of the season. And he brings home McCarthy Tatum, who had doubled earlier in the inning. Here's Casey Martin. Now, normally what they say is with two out, you don't try to steal at third. You never want to make the last out of an inning at third. Wouldn't put anything past Rojas when he's on the bases. He's a threat to go at any time. And that one a fastball high, but slight step there from Jimenez will make it tough, and there's no real reason to do it because with his speed, he can score on a base hit anyway. Big hole on the right side for Martin, a right-handed hitter, and he lifts one in the air behind the plate, foul out of play. I hope that ball doesn't damage the roof. It's time to call the experts at Elegant Exteriors to find out. Call Elegant Exteriors for your free roof evaluation. That's Elegant Exteriors. We rip off your roof, not you. So one ball and one strike on Martin. Runner at second, 2-1 Asheville in the third. Here's a line back, drive back up the middle, base hit going into center. Rojas racing around third, he'll score easily. They wisely throw it into second to keep Martin at first. He's got an RBI single, and it's 2-2 here in the third. So Johan Rojas, an RBI double, and then he scores on Casey Martin's RBI single. And the Blue Claws have gotten those two runs back from the home run, and we're level at a pair, two up, two down in the third. Here's Nick Matera, and now with two out runner at first, you certainly shouldn't be surprised if Martin tries to steal second, they throw over. Now, the other thing, and you know, on a throw, especially, you know, a line drive throw to second, it's probably not as big of a, it's definitely not as big a factor on a pop-up, but the catcher, Rodriguez, has to throw straight into the wind. If he does have to throw to second base, that one is high and inside. And the count 1-0 on Nick Matera. Matera homered off of Alfredy Jimenez back on Tuesday on a hanging changeup on a 1-2 pitch with two out in the bottom of the eighth inning to put the throw to first, and diving back in is Casey Martin. Put the Blue Claws up 3-2, and they would win by that score. One ball, no strikes. Runner not going, and Matera takes a strike. Nick, of course, from Rutgers. And we took a picture, I think, on the field before the game of Nick with the Rutgers Scarlet Knight, who was on hand for Buster's birthday. 1-1 here on Matera. Martin not going. Pitch cut on and missed. And the count is one ball, two strikes. Blue Claws in their yellow sleeveless jerseys today with the red sleeves underneath. White pants, red socks. And the light blue sunglasses cap with a yellow brim. 1-2 the count. And Matera swings through a fastball, strike three. Side retired. But the Blue Claws come back and tie the game. They scored two runs on three hits. RBI singles by, or RBI double by Johan Rojas and an RBI single by Casey Martin. We head to the fourth, and we are all tied at two. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state. A heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation. A partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore's summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Blueclaws have come back to tie the game. 2-2 as we start the top half of the fourth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Matt Russell on the hill for the Blueclaws. He'll face Colin Barber, Christian Gonzalez, and Nerio Rodriguez. It was Gonzalez with the two-run home run in the second. Here's a bouncer foul by Barber up first, and the count, no balls and one strike. Now, as I look out over the field, it's a little chilly today. We know it's windy, but it is sunny, light blue sky, and for some reason, fastball strike, nothing in two, the lights are on. Okay. 0-2 here on Colin Barber, who walked and scored his first time, and he tips one foul behind the plate. Blueclaws have action in their bullpen down the line in right field. I think that is Carlos Francisco who is throwing. He took the loss on Wednesday. That was the balk game. Barber lifts one in the air to left center. Moving over is Carr, the center fielder. Ratcliffe backs away, and Jared Carr makes the catch. And that is out number one. Yes, sir. The lights are actually on, which is, I mean, I don't even know what to say. That's pretty funny. It's kind of bizarre. But, okay. I don't have to pay the electric bill. Here is Christian Gonzalez. He had a two-run home run. His first out, he bounces one foul behind the plate. And the count is no balls and one strike. His home run was his first of the season and sixth of his professional career. That one fouled back up here out of play. And the count is one ball and no balls and two strikes on Christian Gonzalez. Tied at two in the fourth. Russell peers in for the sign. Matt has already fanned six today. And make it seven, strike three. Slider across the outside corner, two down. So Matt Russell, one day after Mick Abel struck out nine, Matt Russell has struck out seven Asheville tourists here through 3 2/3 innings. And that one cut on and missed high fastball to Nerio Rodriguez, and the count nothing and one. This will be his last inning. But he has looked very good today. Made one bad pitch on the home run, but other than that, an excellent performance by Russell. This is a new career high for him, by the way, with the seven strikeouts. His previous high was five, set September 16th for Clearwater down in Dunedin. Here's the 0-2. And down and outside for a ball. One and two on Rodriguez, who's 12 out of 39 on the year. Pitch by Russell on the way. Slider grounded down third. Past the dive of Tatum down the left field line for a base hit. That'll be two as Rodriguez turns first and heads to second. And Baron Ratcliffe plays it back in. So a two base hit for Nerio Rodriguez. And he's in scoring position with two men out. So two down, runner at second. Russell deals, popped up right side. Wind is going to push it toward the seats. DJ Stewart coming over and runs out of room. Out of play in the count, no balls and one strike. Carlos Francisco continuing in the Blue Claws bullpen. So this will be the last inning for Russell. And he wants to finish this inning off here. And get out of here, two runs allowed. Those on the two-run homer from Gonzalez back in the last, in the second. Here's a ground ball, base hit in the right field by Rodriguez. Coming around third, Rodriguez. Throw by De La Cruz on target. The tag in time. Correa gets the base hit. De La Cruz throws out Rodriguez, and the inning is over. Welcome back, Carlos de la Cruz. His first game of the season, he nails a base runner at home plate, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Check that. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. Nick Matera applies the tag, and the Blue Claws escape in the fourth. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning, and it's Jersey Shore 2, Asheville 2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Barron Radcliffe will lead off for Jersey Shore. We head into the bottom half of the fourth inning, tied at two. Carlos de la Cruz with a great throw to nail a runner at the plate to end the top half of the fourth. And Radcliffe ropes one to the ground a second. Grabbed, though, by Correa on a bounce, and he throws Radcliffe out at first for out number one here in the fourth. Hit it hard, but he is retired one away. And that'll bring up the first baseman, DJ Stewart. Stewart flew to right field his first time. So he's 0-for-1. Now Freddy Jimenez, the Asheville right-hander from the Dominican Republic, fires a fastball for a strike. Jimenez signed with the Astros in 2017, spent last year between both Fayetteville, their low-A team, and Asheville, their high-A team. Breaking ball, lifted foul down first out of play. And the count on Stewart is nothing in two. Jared Carr on deck. Jimenez, 4 2/3, two unearned runs on Tuesday in the first game of the series. Chopper foul, third base side. And the count is nothing in two. So the Blue Claws get a second look at him. They didn't really do much against him the other day. He was one strike away from what would have been five scoreless innings, but he hung a changeup that Matera hit out. Stewart lifts one down the right field line. Wind will blow that out of play. And it's in the picnic area on the first base side. Still 0-2. This is something we saw occasionally last year. I would say most teams used a six-man starting rotation last season. But not everybody. Some used five. Here's the 0-2, and that one fouled back out of play. And it flies down to the seats below. Count is still 0-2. But, you know, most teams use five. Some teams use five. So the teams that use five, you'd face the Tuesday starter on Sunday. Remember, all these series are Tuesday through Sunday. Stewart chases a high fastball, swinging a miss, strike three. Four Ks for Jimenez. And essentially, Asheville is using piggybacks throughout their system this year. So they have a five-day rotation with piggybacks. So Jimenez, who piggybacked on Tuesday, starts today. And actually, Andrew Schultz now throwing for the Blue Claws, pitches low. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Francisco was throwing, but now Schultz is throwing. Chopper down first and foul by Jared Carr. And the count, is 1-1. So I think what was going to happen, they wanted Schultz to start a clean inning. 1-1 to Carr. Inside outs, one up, third foul. 1-2, soft grounder. And the 1-2 breaking ball is outside. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez's pitch, swing and a miss. Carr doesn't get cheated. That was a big cut and a miss for strike three. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Alfredy Jimenez. We go to the fifth. Blue Claws will have a new pitcher. And it's Andrew Schultz after this. Tied at 2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB. TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
Andrew Schultz takes over for the Blue Claws. We go to the top half of the fifth inning, and we're all tied up here at 2 apiece. Matt Russell was outstanding today, and he will not factor in the decision, but a great outing for him. 4 innings. He gives up 2 runs, both earned, on the 2-run homer by Gonzalez in the second. Gave up 4 hits, struck out 7, which is a new career high, and walked 1. So Schultz is the new pitcher, a hard-throwing right-hander out of the University of Tennessee, swinging a miss at a fastball by Luis Santana, and the count is 0-1. Zach Daniels, who is not in there today for Asheville, one of their outfielders, was Schultz's teammate at Tennessee, slider low, and the count 1-1. So good day for Russell. He leaves with a 2-2 game after striking out a career-high 7. And we'll give you the lowdown here on Schultz coming up in just a moment. He's a hard-throwing right-hander, though. Works exclusively out of the stretch. And here's a high fly ball in the shallow center. Out goes Torres, the second baseman. Carr coming on the center fielder, looking up into the sun. He's got the shades on, and he makes the catch. There's one away. Schultz, a sixth-round pick in 2019 out of Tennessee, as we said. He's from Alpharetta, Georgia. With the Blue Claws this year, he's allowed 6 runs on 5 hits and 3 1/3 innings. 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. He debuted in 2019 in the Gulf Coast League and then pitched 11 games with the Blue Claws at the end of that year. And he probably would have been back with Jersey Shore in 2021 when, of course, they were then in high A. Fastball inside at Carrasco with a count 1-0. But he was injured, missed last year with Tommy John surgery, and now back this year. So, you know, obviously still working through the kinks. Hasn't pitched in a competitive game in 3 years prior to just 2 weeks ago. Fastball high, and it's 2-0 on Dury Carrasco, but he throws hard, for sure. Carrasco, 5 out of 28. He singled in the third, but never left first base. 2-0 the count. and Schultz deals. That's high, ball three. And the count 3-0 on Carrasco. Phillies play tonight at 7:05. ESPN moved the Philly Fanatics birthday party to a night game, which is almost a crime. It's fouled back into the screen of the count. 3-1. You know, that's always one of the more fun days of the year at the ballpark. All the mascot friends will be there. You know, a few of the mascots that were here today, I wonder if they'll be able to make it there now for the night game. The Temple Owl was here. I'm sure he'll be at the Fanatic birthday tonight. Maybe even the Princeton Tiger. 3-1 on Carrasco, and he fouls it back to the left out of play. And the count is 3-2. But, you know, you get the kids out there and you want them to, you know, have a nice day with the mascots and all that stuff. And unfortunately, with the, you know, ESPN Sunday night game, they move it to the night, which really, you know, that kind of stinks. But obviously that's the deal. Fouled off down third out of play. And the count is 3-2 still on Dury Carrasco. We're all tied up here, 2-2 in the fifth. 2-4-0 for Asheville, 2-3-0 for Jersey Shore. Schultz looks in for the sign, and he's got one. Here's the payoff pitch, high ball four. So a walk issued there, and that'll put Carrasco, the nine-hitter, aboard for the second time and bring up the leadoff batter, Jordan Brewer. Yeah, 5 walks in 3 1/3 an issue, and even in his first year, 9 walks in 10 innings with the Blue Claws. So, you know, he throws hard, good slider, but just got to make sure that he throws the ball over the plate. Stewart holds Carrasco on at first, and Schultz's pitch, a fastball called strike on the outside corner. And the count is 0-1. The radar gun doesn't seem to be operating at full efficiency today, so I'm not getting any reads on there. It's right in front of me. Slider is swinging a miss. Actually, that one pops 83 on the scoreboard gun, which, as we know, is about 4 miles an hour slow. 0-2 on Brewer, who has struck out twice, once looking and once swinging. 2-2 game. We're in the fifth. Final game of this series. Schultz from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Another slider. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Another Rothman orthopedic strikeout for Andrew Schultz. Brought to you by Rothman Ortho, the official team physicians of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Rothman Orthopedic Institute's mission is to help patients live pain-free lives. We're experts in orthopedics because orthopedics is all we do. Visit RothmanOrtho.com for more. Rothman Orthopedics is now open in Brick. Fastball high, and the count is 1-0. So the batter is Michael Sandel. He's also struck out twice. So the top two hitters in this Asheville lineup, 0-4 with 4 strikeouts against Russell. Runner goes at first. Schultz, a slider inside. Matera fires the second. It goes wide into center field, but no advance by Carrasco, who stays put at second base. That ball sailed on Matera. He had to rush the throw a little bit because he had to wait on it. It came inside, kind of hung inside to the right-handed hitting Sandel. So Nick had to rush the throw, and it tailed off into center. But no error, just a stolen base now for Carrasco, his first of the season. Asheville doesn't run that much, only their 10th of the season. So now a base hit would give the Taurus the lead. And Schultz comes set at the belt. Here's the 1-0, and it's outside for a ball. And we count 2-0. Check that, 3-0. And now 3-1 as Schultz pumps one in there for a called strike. In the bottom half of the fifth, Jimenez stays in for Asheville. De La Cruz, Tatum, and Torres, 7, 8, and 9 for the Blue Claws. And the pitch is grounded back up the middle. Long run, Martin gets there behind the bag. Fields and throws to first in time, and the inning is over. So Asheville gets a runner to second, but Schultz gets Sandler the ground out to end the fifth. No runs, no hits. 1 walk and a man left. We have played 4.5. Tied at 2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
McCarthy Tatum leads off here for the Blue Claws as we head into the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore 2 and Asheville 2. First pitch by Alfredo Jimenez. Big cut and a miss there. Carlos De La Cruz, and the count nothing and one. De La Cruz, then Tatum, and then Torres for the Blue Claws. Carlos Francisco, I believe, is back up in the pen, and he'll pitch the sixth. Fastball high, 1-1. Blue Claws got both runs in the third inning. RBI double by Johan Rojas. RBI single by Casey Martin to score Rojas. Here's the 1-1. And just missing outside was that fastball from Jimenez, and the count 2-1. De La Cruz grounded out his first time, but he threw a runner out at home plate earlier in the game in the fourth inning to help Russell get through the fourth. Here's a high drive deep out of the left field. Way back there. Brewer to the track. Brewer at the wall. He jumps up and it's gone. A home run. It hits off the chain link fence just over the padded wall. Welcome back, Carlos De La Cruz. His first game of the year. His first homer of the year. And Jersey Shore takes a 3-2 lead. Well, we told you before the game that it was going to be very difficult to hit home runs today. So that's the second home run. Each team's got one. First, obviously, for De La Cruz of the season in just his second at bat. And Blue Claws have their first lead of the game. 19th career homer for Carlos as Tatum drives one foul down the left field line out of play. And the count nothing and one. He had 7 with the Blue Claws in 2019. And, of course, the other part of that is it means a donation to a military-based nonprofit as part of the Home Runs for Heroes Fund. We'll get to those details in just a sec. Tatum fouls one back. McCarthy doubled in the third and came in to score on Rojas' RBI two-base hit. So for every home run the Blue Claws hit here this season, the Ocean First Foundation will donate $1,000 to a military-based organization. Swing and a miss by Tatum, strike 3. And that's one away. So each inning corresponds with a different organization. So in this case, 2,000 donated. Vet Work gets 1,000. Navy Marine Corps Relief gets 1,000 thanks to that home run by Carlos De La Cruz. Pitch on the way to Nicholas Torres. He takes a big cut and a miss. And the count nothing and one. Right-handed batter, he's the second baseman for Jersey Shore. Flew out to left field his first time. Hit a little pop-up that breaking ball called strike. And the count, 1-1 on Torres. That really died in the wind. Brewer made a diving catch to rob Torres. It would have been a routine play without the wind, but the wind just knocked it down. Bouncer foul outside of third. And the count is no balls and two strikes on Torrens. So Jersey Shore trailed 2-0, now leads 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Carlos Francisco will be the new pitcher when we go to the sixth. Chopper off third. Moving to the left, the third baseman Santana. He sidearms all the way across in time for out number two. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Charlie's Pizza, New Jersey's best pizza, with three great locations in Manchester, Toms River, and Lakewood, plus a fourth right here at Shoretown Ballpark. For more, visit charliespizza.com. Tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Rodriguez. So nothing and one here on Johan Rojas. Carlos Francisco warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. So Andrew Schultz in line for the win if the Blue Claws can hold on, but obviously a long way to go for that. Oh, and two here on Johan. Who has an RBI double today. That's a breaking ball, though. Obviously, if he gets on, he's a threat to steal. Third ribby of the year for Rojas. Blue Claws do not have a stolen base yet today. They've stolen at least one base in all 14 games this year. And they lead the Miners 43. Fouled away down the, or excuse me, 44 down the right field line at a plate. And have a count on Rojas is 1-2. Rojas, the 21-year-old spark plug from the Dominican Republic, came up to the Blue Claws for the last couple of weeks of the season last year. Here's the 1-2, and that's low, but this is first, you know, real extended run here. Anyway, he'll be here for a while. Really exciting player. Only signed for $10,000 a couple of years ago. The Phillies, though, were the first team to talk to him, and he felt... Here's a fly ball hit well deep out in the center, sending Barber back toward the track. He's there, though, in front of the warning track to make the catch. He kind of felt some love from the Phillies. That's why he signed here, choosing Philly over the Red Sox. One run, one hit, no errors. Nobody left. Solo homer by Carlos de la Cruz. Jersey Shore leads it 3-2. You're listening to BlueClaws.com and MILB team.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws have the lead 3-2 on the home run by Carlos De La Cruz, and Carlos Francisco is the new pitcher, the third of the day for Jersey Shore. Andrew Schultz, a scoreless fifth inning, and now he is in line for the win. No runs, no hits, one walk, and one strikeout. And here's Francisco for Jersey Shore. Will Wagner, Colin Barber, and Christian Gonzalez. And that one cut on a miss by Wagner. And the count, nothing and one. Meanwhile, Asheville has action in their bullpen. Derek West, number 34, right-hander out of the University of Pittsburgh, is throwing, and the pitch by Francisco skied foul off of third and out of play. Another count on Wagner is no balls and two strikes. That home run by De La Cruz on a day like this, you know, he got it up in the air and got it out. Christian Gonzalez hit a line drive, two-run home run for... Here's a bouncer up the middle. Casey Martin cuts in front of the bag at second, and the shortstop throws over to first for the out and one away. So when Gonzalez hit the home run earlier, he hit a line drive, and, you know, it's easier to get a line drive out into this wind. But Carlos De La Cruz got one up in the air and got it out of here for the home run. Here is Colin Barber. And Francisco's pitch misses outside. And the count now one ball to no strikes. And that carried out of here for his first home run of the season. Popped up by Barber, foul out of play. And the count one ball and one strike. The call to the bullpen was brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank Mobile Bank, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch. Pay bills from the train. Transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Here's a liner to second. Right at Torres. Reaches down to his backhand. Makes the catch. Barber hit it hard, but he's retired two down, and that'll bring up the DH, Christian Gonzalez. Those of you that are watching, or excuse me, listening to today's game on the audio feed, breaking ball high in the count is one ball, no strikes on Gonzalez. Can, of course, watch all the home games and most road games on MLB.tv. Use the promo code BLUECLAWS at checkout to save $10 on your yearly subscription. Gonzalez's home run is first of the season. And a ball got loose from the Asheville bullpen. Rolls behind the plate, so a quick delay. One and one the count. Francisco out of the stretch and a bouncer foul at home plate. And the count on Gonzalez is one ball, two strikes. Gonzalez, one of the younger players in the league, won't turn 21 until October 22nd. Breaking ball outside. And the count 2 and 2. Andrick Nava is the youngest Blue Claw. He'll turn 22 on October 6th. So Gonzalez is 16 days younger than the youngest Blue Claw, just as a point of comparison. Swing and a miss. Beautiful slider, strike 3. And the side retired. Carlos Francisco, a 1-2-3, top of the 6th. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's Jersey Shore 3 and Asheville 2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Derek West takes over for Asheville. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Claws lead it here 3-2. Carlos De La Cruz hit a home run in the bottom of the fifth to give Jersey Shore the lead. Alfredo Jimenez, his day is over. He pitched pretty well, but once again, a late home run gets him. He gave up the home run to Matera with two outs in his fifth inning of work, which is the eighth inning in the game on Tuesday. And he gives up the home run here to De La Cruz in his fifth inning of this ball game. So Jimenez is done. Five innings, gives up four hits, three runs, all earned. First pitch is in there for a strike to Casey Martin, and the count nothing and one. No walks for Jimenez, struck out six, but he is on the hook and would fall to 0-3 if this score were to hold. Martin, the speedy shortstop, looks at a fastball high, and the count one ball and one strike. Derek West, 6'5", 257 pounds from the University of Pittsburgh. He's from DeLand, Florida. Went to Pitt, 14th round pick in 2019. Fastball down and outside to Casey in the count, two balls and one strike. Martin, 1-for-2 today, an RBI single. The second ribby of the year came in the third inning. On the year, West has thrown 3 1/3 innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, and he struck out seven. And that's down and inside for a ball. And the count, 3-1 on Martin. And this is for West, who's thrown one inning, or an inning and a third in all three outings. This is fourth game of the season. Martin, big rip, fouls it back under the screen. And the count is full at 3-2. First game of this series, he pitched last Sunday in Asheville against Greenville through a scoreless inning. Nick Matera and then Baron Radcliffe against the right-hander. West's pitch, line drive, hit well right field, cutting over Sandel, comes in, reaches down, and makes the catch, one away. Good play by Sandel in right field, and Martin is retired for the first out of the inning. Martin hit that ball really well. That was a ball that had some slice on it, and with the wind kind of knocking it down a little bit, Sandel nearly overran it, went too far towards right center. And if that ball, for whatever the reason, glanced off his glove, Martin would still be running. Breaking ball outside to Matera. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Asheville in their alternate greens today. Popped up by Nick Fowle out of play. The actual color is Biltmore Jade. Of course, an ode to the Biltmore Estate in Asheville. And they have a midnight navy blue is one of their colors, and then kind of like a middle blue. Swing and a miss by Matera. 1-2 is Blue Ridge Blue. Of course, the Blue Ridge Mountains. Asheville, beautiful city in western North Carolina. I love that ballpark too. McCormick Field opened in the mid-20s. Swing and a miss by Matera. And that is strike three. So he's out for the third time. He struck out three times today. And that'll bring up Baron Radcliffe. Elsewhere in the Philly system, Lehigh Valley leads Rochester 2-1. They're through three innings in Allentown. Clearwater's already done. They beat Tampa today 8-1. I think they played, they played at 12. Gunnar Mayer got the win. Marty Malloy's team, who started 0-5, they're up to 7-8 now, playing well. And that's a fastball for a strike to Baron Radcliffe. And the count is nothing and one. Breaking ball, and that's in there for a called strike. Felix Reyes homered for the Threshers in that ball game. Andrew Painter, the star of the show for them last night, and maybe the star of the minors yesterday. Here's the 0-2 to Radcliffe. Breaking ball low. Struck out 14 hitters over five scoreless innings. He struck out 68% of the hitters that he's faced this season. 30 of the 36 outs he's recorded in 12 innings have come via the strikeout. And that one high, 2-2. Mick Abel pitch yesterday was great through five scoreless here, struck out nine. Griff McGarry struck out all six hitters he faced on Wednesday. And hard to imagine too many teams have a much better top three pitching prospects than the Phillies right now. Swing and a miss by Radcliffe, strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Derek West. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the seventh inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws 3 and the Taurus 2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Second inning of relief for Carlos Francisco. The Blue Claws lead it 3-2. We start the seventh here at Shoretown Ballpark. Canario Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting catcher, will lead things off for the visiting Asheville Tourists. We never got a chance to give you the rundown on Francisco last inning. Here's a fly ball out in the right center. Carr moves over, and so too the right fielder, De La Cruz, but it's Jared Carr, the center fielder, to make the grab, and there's one away. J.C. Correa will bat next. So Francisco's a 22-year-old. He was born in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. Went to college in Hillsboro Community College outside of Tampa. Phillies took him in the 28th round in 2019. Last year, he pitched for the Blue Claws 11 games and 14 games in Clearwater. He's been with Jersey Shore all of this year. 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. He's walked 5. He's struck out 8. Fastball outside. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. He last pitched on Wednesday. That was the crazy balk game after he gave up a base hit to tie the game in the ninth inning. Runner at second and nobody out for Asheville, and the pitch is in there for a ball. And the count 2-0 on J.C. Correa. And Francisco balked the runner to third and then balked him in. And that's how the Blue Claws lost that game. Pitch to Correa, popped up behind the plate. Matera goes out in front, or I should say in front of the plate. Matera goes out, flips away the mask, and makes a one-handed catch. So two away, and that'll bring up Luis Santana, the third baseman. So the Blue Claws are 7 outs away from a 4-game winning streak. Here's Santana. He has struck out and flown to center. Left-handed action in the Asheville pen. Fastball low. And the count 1-0 on Santana. So that is, I believe, Juan Pablo Lopez, who was the starter in the first game of this series. And this would be the back end of the piggyback as it comes around 1-0. And a grounder to third. Right at Tatum. Two-hopper fires across. Inning over. 6 up. 6 down against Carlos Francisco. And it's time to stretch here at Shoretown Ballpark. Your score, the Blue Claws 3, the Taurus 2. You're listening to BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back here at Shoretown Ballpark, a beautiful, cloudless day. 2:45. The lights are on, but haven't yet taken effect. Blue Claws lead it 3-2 at the stretch. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. Juan Pablo Lopez is the new pitcher here for Asheville. And he is a left-hander who will make his second appearance of the series. Alfredy Jimenez, the starter for the Taurus today. He went five, allowed all three runs. Derek Wester, a 1-2-3 sixth inning. And now Juan Pablo Lopez takes over here for the Taurus as we go into inning number seven. DJ Stewart, Jared Carton, Carlos De La Cruz with the go-ahead home run for the Blue Claws there in the fifth. Against Juan Pablo Lopez. So Lopez on the air, 23-year-old left-hander from Sinaloa, Mexico, has in two appearances this season allowed a combined 13 runs, 10 earned in 2 2/3 innings, 12 hits, 6 walks, and no strikeouts. So 18 base runners in 2 2/3 innings. He lasted a third of an inning in the first game of the series. Gave up, and I think, well, we have some delay here. The plate umpire, Chandler Clay Williams, walking over to the Blue Claws dugout. What do they need? They need a rosin bag, which they have now for Juan Pablo. He lasted a third of an inning, gave up 5 runs, 4 earned. And then Durham dropped it as he tried to throw it back out. A few in the crowd laughed. So here's DJ Stewart, 3-2 Blue Claws. Each team with only 4 hits today. And the pitch on the way, a fastball outside of the count, 1-0 on DJ Stewart. Jared Carton, Carlos De La Cruz. Lopez deals, swing and a miss. Lopez made his first appearance of the year against Greenville on the 13th and allowed 8 runs, 6 earned in 2 1/3 innings. So he's had a very difficult go to his 2022 campaign. And a big swing and a miss there by DJ. And the count 1-2. He was with Asheville in 2021 and had a 6.71 ERA in 56 1/3 innings of work. Left-hander, short sleeves today, high navy blue socks, breaking ball in the dirt, and Stewart lays off on a check swing. So the count 1-2. With a win, Blue Claws would get 4 in a row to finish off this series, and they would take 5 out of 6 from Asheville, and they would get back within 3 games of 500 after their 1-8 start. There's a chopper down to third, backing up on it, backhanding Santana, fires across, and just in time. They got DJ, who lost his helmet as he ran through the bag, out by about a quarter of a step, and that is out number one. Here's Jared Carr, who popped out to the second baseman and struck out swinging. First pitch on the way, inside. Misses for a ball, and the count is 1 and no strikes. Carr again takes down and in. Left-handed hitter from West Virginia. So Martinsburg, in the northeast part of the state, actually not that far from Hagerstown, where the Blue Claws played for many years. Swing and a miss, and Carr loses his helmet. Count two balls and a strike. I got to ask him if he's ever been up there, the old municipal stadium. Apparently, they're building a new one. A new stadium in Hagerstown. Bouncer foul up first. And the count is 2-2. They lost their... Obviously, they don't have an MILB-affiliated team there now. But I'm hoping to get one back, or an Atlantic League or something like that. But, oh, they needed one there for sure. 2-2 the pitch to Carr inside ball three. My favorite Hagerstown story was in 2011. We go there, and it's their opening day. And they had opened in the south, like Rome and Greenville or Rome and Augusta, something like that. Carr takes down the middle, strike three, I think. Probably thought that was low, but he's punched out two away. First strikeout for Lopez, and that'll bring up Carlos De La Cruz. So we get there early, and it's Bryce Harper's home debut. And there's a ton of media there, and you know, it's not like they could have seen him in Delmarva or something, because you know, they were way down in the Southern Division to open the season. And they must have 30 or 40 media people there in the press box. Fastball outside to Carlos on the count. What I know, it's about the size of this booth. So most of them sat in an auxiliary press box area in the grandstand. And there was this one older guy in the press box, a really nice gentleman who was one of the radio DJs or hosts in Hagerstown for many years. He'd been there for like 40 years. And I asked him about the Harper thing and how big a deal it was. And he said, here's the 2-0, and that's low ball three. And he goes, he's the biggest name to come through Hagerstown since Robert E. Lee. And that was pretty funny. And Harper was there through July 3rd as De La Cruz takes outside for ball four. So Carlos, who homered in the fifth, is on for the second time. He walks, and that'll bring up McCarthy Tatum. And I know it's July 3rd because the Suns came here to Lakewood to play the Blue Claws on July 4th. And there were a lot of fans expecting to see Harper. And after the game on July 3rd, they promoted him to Double A Harrisburg, and straight to Double A, obviously now with the Phillies. Here's McCarthy Tatum, and that pitch is outside, and the count one ball and no strikes. De La Cruz leads off first. Adam Everett is the Phillies minor league infield coordinator, and he's coaching at first today. Keith Werman, the manager, coaches at third. Big hole on the right side here for the right-handed hitting Tatum. And the pitch on the way chopped to short. Right at the shortstop, Carrasco. He underhands to second base for the force play, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, one walk, one left. We head to the eighth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. And it's the Blue Claws 3 and the Tourists 2. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Gary Carrasco leads off for Ashford. We go to the top half of the eighth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws up a run, 3-2. And Carlos Francisco back out for a third inning of work. First pitch, a fastball to Carrasco. Called strike over the inside corner. And the count, 0-1. An absolutely gorgeous day here at the ballpark. Nary a cloud in the sky. The lights are on, but haven't yet taken effect. No balls, one strike on Carrasco. 9-1-2. And Francisco bounces one in there. And it's one ball and one strike. Carrasco came into the day just 4 out of 27, but he's been on twice, a single and a walk. 3 runs, 4 hits for the Blue Claws, 2-4-0 for Asheville. Blue Claws taking the lead on the De La Cruz home run in the fifth. There's a high pop off third. Wynn pushing it into foul ground. Tatum going back, long run in for the left fielder Radcliffe, and it's out of play. One ball, two strikes on Dury Carrasco. Carlos Francisco has retired all 6 hitters that he's faced so far today. Blue Claws looking for a 4th straight win. It would be their first 4-game win streak of the season. Remember the last time they won 4 games in a row? 0-2 pitch inside. It was the last 4 home games of last season against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. J.P. Woodward, who pitched really well the other night. I think that was probably the best we've seen him. That's high and inside. And the count 2-2 on Thursday. Now remember, he's only been here probably for maybe, what, a couple of months last year and a couple of games this year. He was very good the other day. He's warming. Payoff pitch. Lifted foul out of play. And the count remains full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Today is Buster's birthday. I wonder if they let him have a real claw, the new Blue Claws IPA. Remember his first birthday party was in 2001. That's when he was born, right? Pitch outside, ball 4 to Carrasco. So 21, I guess. Although, I don't know. Are mascot years measured like dog years or whatever? I don't know how that works. That, by the way, was not what you want to do. Walking the leadoff batter with a 1-run lead in the 8th inning, especially the 9 hitter. So now the lineup will flip over to face Carlos Francisco. Here's Jordan Brewer with a tying run at first, and the fastball is outside. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Yesterday, before the game, we took a nice picture. Griff McGarry and Keith Worm, the 2 Virginia Cavaliers, took the photo on the field beforehand. Pitch inside, it hit Brewer, and it just glanced off. Matero caught the ball no problem, but he was hit by the pitch, so that'll put runners at first and second now with still nobody out, and bring up Michael Sandel, the right fielder. Matero goes out to talk to Francisco, who retired 6 straight before this inning, but a walk and a hit batsman puts Asheville in position here to take the lead. They have the go-ahead run at first, the tying run at second, and nobody out for Sandel, maybe their best player. He has struck out twice today and grounded to short. 15 for 47 on the season for the 10th round pick out of University of South Alabama. First pitch by Francisco is in there for a strike, and the count 0-1. Will Wagner is on deck. He's a left-handed hitter, so I wonder if they're going to bring J.P. Woodward in for him. Now, the same rule that they have in the major leagues, the 3-batter minimum for any relief pitcher, that is in effect here. And that's a slider for a called strike on the outside corner, and the count is 0-2. But either way, I'm guessing they just wanted to let Francisco face these right-handed hitters and then have Woodward come in to face the lefty. 0-2, outside a breaking ball, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blue Claws up 3-2. Asheville batting in the top of the 8th inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Final game of this 6-game series. Blue Claws go to Aberdeen on Tuesday. 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking. Strike 3. Good fastball there by Carlos Francisco. And Sandel is down for the 3rd time today via the strikeout. He's 0-4. And that'll bring up Will Wagner, and that'll bring out, as we suspected, Keith Worman, the manager. That's the 2nd strikeout today for Carlos Francisco. And his final K as Werman coming out. J.P. Woodward will be coming in a moment. Call to the Bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Commercial break for a moment. Pitching change in Shoretown. 3-2 Blue Claws on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
J.P. Woodward, the new pitcher, call of the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. Runners at first and second for Asheville here in the eighth inning. J.P. is the fourth Jersey Shore pitcher of the day. And the Blue Claws can play this a couple of different ways. You can just have J.P. try to get the last two outs here in the eighth inning and then turn it over to Jason Ruffcorn. Or you can just try to have him get the last five outs of the ballgame. We'll see. Left-handed hitter here is Will Wagner, who is 0-for-3. Flown to center, struck out swinging, and grounded to short. First pitch by Woodward. Showing bunt is Wagner, and he takes it low, ball one. Will Wagner is the son of Billy Wagner, former Phillies and Astros closer. Woodward on the year. 7 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs. He's walked 2, and he has struck out 12. This is his team-leading 6th appearance. He threw 2 scoreless innings on Thursday. Blooper in the air and back of short. Retreating on it is Martin. That should be an infield fly, and it's not, but Martin makes the catch, and that is out number 2. I guess they're saying that wasn't high enough for an infield fly, but looked like an infield fly to me. 2 down, and that'll bring up Colin Barber, another left-handed hitter. So back-to-back lefties, and that sets up things well for Keith Werman here to have Woodward face both of them. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first, and JP's fastball is in there for a strike. Woodward out of Lafayette in Easton, Pennsylvania. He signed as an undrafted free agent in 2020. Grew up mainly in Baltimore. He played high school ball, but also spent some time in Connecticut. He was actually born here in Red Bank. Runner darts off second. Woodward deals anyway. High and inside, he hit him. And Barber goes to the ground. Now he gets up and looks at Woodward. And Nate Shaver, the Asheville manager, runs over to make sure that Barber doesn't do anything he would regret. Matera walks out. Coming over from third base is McCarthy Tatum. He says something to Brewer. Everybody comes out of the Asheville dugout, and half of them come out of the bullpen. Some come out of the Blue Claws dugout and the bullpen, too. But it appears that everything okay. Meanwhile, Brad Bergeson, very smart, runs out to the mound to talk to Woodward to make sure that he doesn't let the emotions get the better of him. I mean, as far as Barber goes, it's a one-run game in the eighth inning. And he just plunked the guy to load the bases. Obviously, there's no intent there. But Barber wasn't too happy with that. It's the second hit batsman of the inning for the Blue Claws staff. Obviously, Francisco hit Brewer. And now Woodward hits Barber. And now Christian Gonzalez will bat with the bases loaded and 2 out in the top half of the eighth inning. Nate Shaver, the Asheville manager, he was on that right away. Keith Werman just double-checking something with the plate umpire, Clay Williams. Shaver ran down, making sure that Barber didn't do anything. And Nick Matera was on there, too. He was right there walking up to first base with Barber, who certainly was not happy. There was a benches clearing incident yesterday, and also no punches thrown. That was when Casey Martin pulled over J.C. Correa at home plate. So here we go. Big spot here. Bases loaded, two out, top of the eighth inning, 3-2, Jersey Shore. Pitch by Woodward. Breaking ball inside. Squirts behind Matera. Here comes Carrasco. Matera shovels home. Not in time as Woodward got there, but Carrasco beats him to the plate. A wild pitch. We're tied at three. So that run is charged to Carlos Francisco. Matera could not keep that ball in front of him, and a wild pitch ties the game. So that leadoff walk to the number nine hitter, Derry Carrasco, comes back to hurt Jersey Shore. And that run is charged to Francisco. Now second and third, two down, 1-0 on Christian Gonzalez. And he takes out Gonzalez, the youngest tourist. Won't turn 21 until October 22nd. Hit a line drive two-run homer off of the starter Matt Russell back in inning number two. Here's the 2-0, and it's lifted foul down the right field line out of play. And the count is 2-1. In the bottom of the eighth, now the Blue Claws need a run. Nicholas Torres, Johan Rojas, and Casey Martin, 9-1-2 against Juan Pablo Lopez. High set for Woodward. And here's the pitch, and that's low for a ball. And on the count, 3-1. Chandler Durham, the base umpire, he was the umpire who called those two balks on Carlos Francisco in the game on Wednesday night. So that allowed the winning run to go from second to third and third to home. So Woodward's got to be careful. Got to come to that complete set. Carlos did. Fastball outside, ball four. So the bases are loaded. And a frustrating inning here for Jersey Shore. Fourth base runner of the inning for Asheville. They've reached base on a walk, a hit batsman, and a walk. So Asheville has come back to tie the game without a hit. And that'll bring up the catcher, Nerio Rodriguez. Top of the eighth inning, we're tied at three. And Woodward's pitch is at the knees, the strike. JP is 6 foot 6 inch left-hander, 225 pounds. 3 years at Lafayette, which of course is not that far from Lehigh Valley, should he ever earn his way up there. 0-1, that's outside. Backhand grab by Matera, and the count, 1-1. Lehigh Valley playing now at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. Phillies play tonight. 1-1 pitch, lifted down the right field line, slicing out of play. De La Cruz gives a look, but it's in the picnic area. Lehigh Valley, a 2-1 lead over Rochester. Clearwater, they won again. They're 7-8, and they're on quite the winning streak. 8-1 winners over Tampa. Reading has Jack Perkins on the mound, 3-15 against Harrisburg. And again, Phillies at 7-08 tonight against Milwaukee. 1-2, the pitch. Foul back up here. Just missed it. Goes up to the Champions Club and caroms back down. 1-2 on Nerio Rodriguez. So a night game for the Fanatics' birthday. I wonder who's going to make the double dip. We do Buster's birthday here this afternoon. Fanatics' birthday in Philly tonight. And the Temple Owl was here. I'm sure he's doing that. And a 1-2 from JP. Breaking ball outside. And the count, 2-2. So JP Woodward has faced three batters. He got a pop out, hit Barber, walk Gonzalez, and threw a wild pitch, which enabled Carrasco to score the tying run. Now the 2-2. Here it comes. High and outside. Ball three. Asheville has tied this game without a hit. And if Woodward misses with this one, they will have scored two runs in this inning without a hit to come back and take the lead. Woodward wearing the short sleeves, the 6'6 left-hander. High set, bases loaded, two down. They're going. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul. First base side of the count remains full at 3-2. Nicholas Torres leading off for the Blue Claws in the eighth inning, then Rojas and Martin. Will it be a 3-3 game when they come to bat, or will it be at Torres' lead? P- Payoff pitch from Woodward. High set. Runners go. Breaking ball ripped in the air deep down the left field line. That's trouble. Radcliffe back in the corner. Turns around. And it one hops off the left field wall. Three are going to score. Brewer's in. Barber's in. Gonzalez is in. And standing at second with a three-run double is Nerio Rodriguez. And Asheville takes a 6-3 lead. So Nerio Rodriguez, a three-run double, one hop off the left field fence, and Asheville scores four runs in this inning, and not one of those four runs, I think Keith Werman comes out to check with Clay Williams to see if that ball hit one hop off the chain link fence above the 8-foot high padded wall. That would have made it a dead ball, and only two runs would have scored. It would have been a ground rule double, but that hit the PC Richard and Son sign, so that was called correctly. Fastball outside. Not one of the four tourists who have scored in this inning reached on a hit. They all reached on free passes given out by Blue Claws pitchers. And I'll tell you what, when they talk about the Jersey Shore being hospitable to tourists, that's not what they mean. Check swing in there for a strike, and the count is what? And the count is 1-1. High set for Woodward. Pitch to Correa is in there for a called strike. And the count now, 1-2. So 1-2 from Woodward. And that's a little outside and low. And the count is even at 2-2. So now the Blue Claws need three runs. They've given up four here in the eighth inning. Jersey Shore's already lost a couple of games in which they've led late and pitch. That's high and outside, ball three. And the count 3-2, and now the Blue Claws have action. The bullpen, Jonathan Hughes, is getting loose. Blue Claws have lost two games they've led after eight innings this season. And remember, this is only the 15th game of the year. Pitch, outside, ball four. Asheville has one hit in the inning, and that's another free pass. Woodward has walked two and hit one. And now runners at first and second for Asheville, and Brad Bergeson will make the trip out to the mound, his second visit to the mound this inning to talk to Woodward. Now, wouldn't this be a pitching change, second visit? The other visit was in the midst of that little bench-clearing incident earlier. It wasn't a, I guess, did they not count that as a mound visit? I guess not. Because I guess all the coaches had kind of come out to make sure nothing happened on an extracurricular activity standpoint. And Brad went out and talked to Woodward to calm him down after he hit Colin Barber, and I guess they didn't count that as a mound visit. So first and second here, and Luis Santana, the batter, he's 0-3. Ninth hitter of the inning, and that is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. So Jersey Shore trailing Asheville 6-3. Three-run double by Nerio Rodriguez. Woodward's pitch, breaking ball, bouncer over the mound. Torres charges, fields right on the bag, and that's a force play. Stepping on second base, four unassisted, and that retires the side. But not before Asheville takes the lead. They score four runs on one hit. There were two walks, there were two hit batsmen, no errors, and two left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Shoretown. 6-3 Asheville on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws need three runs as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark, down 6-3. That was an unfortunate inning. They gave up four runs on one hit. And Nicholas Torres leads off, and he takes it outside for ball one. And the count 1-0. Torres 0-2. He flew to left and grounded to third. Juan Pablo Lopez, the Tuesday starter for Asheville, on in relief now. They do the piggybacking that the Blue Claws did for the last couple of years. So 1-1 here on Torres. He'll be followed by Johan Rojas and Casey Martin. Pitch outside for a ball. And the count 2-1. Lopez in line for the win for Asheville. And he deals. That's outside. And the count 3-3. And a strike. Lopez has allowed 10 runs in 2 2/3 innings over two games so far this season. Jersey Shore needs three runs. They have six outs to get him. And the left-hander rocks and deals. Pitch outside, ball four. This is how big innings start. Leadoff walks. And the Blue Claws know that because they just saw it 10 minutes ago. A leadoff walk to the nine-hitter Dury Carrasco keyed that four-run top of the eighth for Asheville, and now a leadoff walk to the nine hitter for the Blue Claws as we start things here in the bottom half of inning number eight. 2,768 on hand today. Here's Johan Rojas, fastball over but low, and the count 1-0. Juan Pablo Lopez out of Sinaloa, Mexico, 23 years old. Blue Claws have the tying run in the on deck circle. And action, I believe Jonathan Hughes warming in the bullpen in right field. Rojas takes it outside. It's 2-0. And now the catcher, Nerio Rodriguez, will go out to talk to Juan Pablo Lopez. Johan, an RBI double back in the third inning to bring home McCarthy Tatum with the first Jersey Shore run. They were down 2-0 at the time. And then he scored the tying run on a base hit by Casey Martin. Blue Claws took a 3-2 lead on De La Cruz's home run in the fifth inning and then gave up four runs in the top of the eighth. Big hole on the right side, 2-0 pitch, taken low, ball three. So 3-0 here on Johan Rojas with Casey Martin on deck, then Matera, then Radcliffe. 6-3 tourists pitch on the way, way outside, ball four. So Juan Pablo Lopez, given a three-run lead, walks the first two hitters in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And the Blue Claws have runners at first and second with nobody out. Here comes the pitching coach for Asheville, Jose Rada, and the Torres have really no choice here but to get somebody up in the bullpen. 6-3 Asheville, but the Blue Claws have two on and nobody out. Blue Claws baseball is brought to you by Elegant Exteriors, a GAF Master Related Owens Corning preferred contractor. They carry an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, offer financing, and accept all major credit cards. Believe it or not, most homes can have a new roof in just one day. So call Elegant Exteriors for your free roof evaluation at 256-NEW-ROOF. That's 256-NEW-ROOF. Wind blowing strong and in from center as it has all day today. So Lopez ready, the left-hander out of the stretch. And the first pitch is on the inside corner of strike. Lopez has a light blue glove to go along with that Biltmore Jade. Think like a slightly bluer mint green jersey he's wearing. Martin grounds one in the hole off third. Lunging is Santana, makes the play, throws off balance to second, and it gets by the second baseman Correa. Coming in from third to score is Torres. Martin goes to second, and heading to third is Rojas. That'll probably be a single and an E, well, definitely be an E5. Probably a single and an E5, and the Blue Claws now trail 6-4. So I think they're going to say fielders, we'll find out. Probably a single E5. I mean, he threw the ball from the ground. How is he supposed to get, yeah, infield single and an E5. Single E5, yep. So Martin gets credit for the base hit. Torres scores on the throwing error. Rojas is at third, and Martin's at second. Now the Blue Claws have Matera at the plate, down by one. Line drive into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. Coming in is Rojas to score. Martin comes around third. He'll score. It's a two-run single for Nick Matera. And just like that, we're tied at six. A walk, an infield single, and a two-run single. And the Blue Claws have come back in four hitters in the bottom of the eighth inning to score three runs and tie the game. A two-run base hit for Nick Matera. RBIs number 9 and 10. And those tie that gives him the team lead. Action continuing in the Jersey Shore pen. And this has just been a mess of an inning for Juan Pablo Lopez. Here is Baron Radcliffe, and he takes a fastball for his strike. It's nothing and one. So another defensive miscue for Asheville. Their 23rd error of the season. Although that won't necessarily make any of these runs unearned. I don't believe. Here's the pitch to Radcliffe, a called strike. It's 0-2 because it was an infield base hit for Martin anyway. And nobody would have been out if not for the error. They advanced on the throwing error. Matera, the go-ahead run, leads off first. Pitch on the way. Cut on and missed strike three. So Radcliffe down swinging. And he has struck out for the third time today. One down here in the eighth. And for Juan Pablo Lopez, his second strikeout. That will bring up DJ Stewart, right-handed hitting first baseman for the Blue Claws. Keith Werman electing not to use a pinch runner for Matera, who is the go-ahead run and leads off first. Here's Stewart now. Big hole on the right side. Pitch grounded in the hole. It's short. To his right, backhanding is Carrasco, and it squirts under his glove into left field. So Stewart aboard at first. We'll see how they score that, and that'll be, I don't know. We should have had that, I think. We'll see how they get. What do they give him on that one? E6. I think that's right. Here comes Jared Carr. Because he keeps that, if he fields that, he probably should have. Then he has a relatively easy throw to get Matera going to second. Second error of the inning there for the Tourists. 6-6 ball game. Here's Carr. He is a left-handed batter, and he bats with runners at first and second. He shows bunt, pushes it up third. Lopez can't grab it. It squirts by him. It's an infield base hit. So a bunt single for Jared Carr, and the bases are loaded with one down for Carlos De La Cruz. De La Cruz already today, a thundering home run over the wall in left center back in the fifth inning. And he bats here in the bottom of the eighth inning with only one man out. Jersey Shore has come back with three runs to tie the game, and De La Cruz will not face Juan Pablo Lopez. Nate Shaver going to the bullpen. So a bunt single by Corey. Got it just out past Lopez, who maybe had a chance to field it. I don't know if he had a miscommunication with the third baseman Santana, but Santana wasn't anywhere near there. Maybe Lopez thought Santana might be able to grab it, but even if he did, it would have been a tough play anyway. So a call to the bullpen here for Asheville. It's brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at Provident.com. Dodd-Frank. We'll take a minute and Bebeck. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball. 6-6 in the eighth on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Carlos De La Cruz will lead it off, or not lead it off, but he'll bat here, the first pitcher to face Danny Cody, the new reliever for Asheville. So De La Cruz and Cody, bases loaded, one out, 6-6, bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch on the way, line foul off to the right up here, Adam play, and the count nothing and one. So Cody on for Juan Pablo Lopez, who has allowed three runs in this inning and is responsible for the other three runners on base. Cody, a 25-year-old from Akron, 17th round pick in 2019, has allowed seven runs in two innings over three games this year. Pitch on the way to De La Cruz, a breaking ball outside. So the runner at third base is Matera, the runner at second base is Stewart, and the runner at first base is Jared Carr. Blue Claws gave up four in the top of the eighth, and they have scored three in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1 on Carlos, and the pitch on the way in the dirt, a breaking ball blocked by Rodriguez, and the count 2-1. So Jersey Shore trying to win for the fourth day in a row and take 5 out of 6 in this series. De La Cruz was reinstated from the development list just yesterday. So his first game of the season has a homer. Pitch, chopper up third and foul. Keith Werman, the Blue Claws manager, snags it and tosses it into the visiting Asheville dugout, of the count 2-2 on De La Cruz. After Carlos is McCarthy Tatum, who will be the ninth Blue Claw to bat in the inning, should he get a chance here in this bottom half of the eighth. I think that's Jason Ruffcourt now warming in the pen. Jonathan Hughes was throwing before. 2-2 on De La Cruz. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball three. And the count is full at 3-2. And yeah, that is Jason Ruffcourt, who I guess would be the de facto Blue Claws closer. He has three saves, including one on Friday. Ruby Larmenta got one yesterday. 3-2 on De La Cruz, bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Fastball down and outside, ball four. So Carlos De La Cruz draws a bases loaded walk. Here comes Nick Matera to score the go-ahead run, and the Blue Claws take a 7-6 lead. A home run, two walks today for Carlos De La Cruz. Matera, who drove in two to tie the game, comes home with a go-ahead run here. And that'll bring up McCarthy Tatum, the third baseman. So the Blue Claws answer Asheville's four with four of their own in the bottom of the eighth inning. They lead it 7-6. And here's the pitch by Cody. Fastball, strike called. And the count is nothing and one of the knees to the 6-4 Tatum. Cody faced one batter on Tuesday and gave up a hit but got an out, and that was it. his second appearance of the series. High set for the right-hander. Infield back. They'll try to turn two. Pitch on the way. That's low. Blocked by Rodriguez. And it's a ball and a strike. So Ruffcorn will get a save chance in the ninth inning, unless the Blue Claws really blow this thing open. Tatum today is doubled, struck out, and grounded into a 4-6 fielder's choice. From the belt, the righty, the pitch. Breaking ball high and tight, almost hit him, and he turns away from it. It's 2-1. The left fielder, Brewer, is playing way over in left center. In fact, he's almost at the midpoint of the Chick-fil-A fan zone out there. And anything down the left field line would score three. De La Cruz not being held at first. Fastball inside. 3-1. So it's now Stewart at third, Carr at second, and De La Cruz at first for the Blue Claws here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jersey Shore 7-7-0, Asheville 6-5-2. They have made two more errors today and 24 in 15 games this year. 3-1 on Tatum. Hitters count. Cody's pitch. Tip foul. McCarthy took a big rip at that and bounced it foul at home plate. On the count full at 3-2. Still only one out. How did this inning start? Not with one walk, but with two. Torres and Rojas back-to-back walks. Martin an infield base hit and then a throwing error, which allowed Torres to score. And then Matera singled to score Rojas and Martin and tie the game. Before the bases loaded walk. 3-2. Outside ball four. Back-to-back bases loaded walks from Asheville. And the Blue Claws now lead it 8-6 as Stewart comes in from third to score. So Stewart scores. Carr goes to third. De La Cruz goes to second. Tatum's at first. And for the second time in the inning, here's Nicholas Torres. Blue Claws 8, Asheville 6. Torres 0-2 with a walk today. And Cody out of the stretch. The pitch is a fastball low. And the count 1-0. And for Nate Shaver and the Torres staff, it's all Cody right now. Nobody throwing. And that is four walks in this inning. Here's the 1-0. And that is low. Two balls and no strikes. And now the catcher, Rodriguez, will go out to talk to Cody. And, you know, this situation, probably an automatic take from Torres. Bases are loaded. The pitcher can't find the zone. And you just got to make him throw a strike. Cody has thrown. Trying to get. Yeah, they don't have the pitch count here for Cody, but I mean, he's thrown 10 balls and probably three or four strikes. 2-0 pitch. Lined sharply deep into the left field corner. On the run, Brewer back at the wall. It lands on the grass and hops off the fence. Carr scores. De La Cruz scores. Here comes Tatum around third, and he scores. It's a three-run double for Nicholas Torres, and the Blue Claws have blown it open. They lead it 11-6. Nicholas Torres started the inning by drawing a walk, and he puts the exclamation point on the inning with a thunderbolt three-run double. It's 11-6 Jersey Shore. They've scored eight runs in the eighth inning. You know, it's too bad. Here's Johan Rojas. Yesterday, if they scored seven runs in the seventh, somebody would have won $10,000. Rojas takes a fastball over the middle for a strike, and the count nothing and one. Rojas also walked earlier in this inning. He bounces this one to second. Tough play. Correa fields, turns, fires the first. Safe, he beat it out. He's so fast, and he legs out an infield single on a ball that reached the infield dirt. And the Blue Claws have runners at first and third. Two-hit game for Johan Rojas. First and third for Casey Martin. So here's Casey, and the first pitch is down the middle, fastball for a called strike, and the count is nothing and one. Blue Claws, eight in the inning, obviously their biggest inning of the year. 0-1, Rojas takes off, fastball in there for a strike, and that'll be a stolen base for Johan Rojas, his 12th. Of the season. So that's the first of the day. So that keeps the streak alive. Blue Claws have at least one stolen base in every game now this year. Rojas now back tied for the most in the minors. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Rodriguez. And the count is 1-2. Runners at second and third here in the bottom half of the eighth. Martin is the 12th Blue Claw to bat in the inning. 1-2 from Cody. There's still only one out. Breaking ball high and inside. And a count 2-2 on Casey. We'll have to do a little research to check and see the last time the Blue Claws scored, say, 10 runs in an inning. That one is high. And a count 3-2 on Casey Martin. Asheville has the infield in. And here's the pitch. Foul back up here right over our heads. And back out of play. The record is 10. It looks like they've done it twice. That's the franchise record. Most recently, July 31st, 2017 in Augusta. Fastball, low ball for him. Another walk. So Cody has come in. He's faced five batters. He's walked three, allowed a single and a triple. A single and a double. And that'll bring up Nick Matera. And Nick Matera has a chance to do something pretty rare. If he hits a grand slammer, that would give him six RBIs in this inning. Jose Rada, the pitching coach, making another trip out to talk to Cody. And this inning has just gotten all off kilter here for Asheville. Blue Claws have scored 8 runs, and they have come back to take an 11-6 lead. This is after they gave up 4 runs in the top half of the inning. Jason Ruffcorn is ready down in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. And he's going to come on and pitch in the ninth inning. When they got him up, Jersey Shore just tied the game. And he was going to pitch if it was a tie game or if they took the lead for a likely save situation. But obviously now it's not even a save situation. Here is Nick Matera, 1-for-4 today with a 2-run single. That was earlier in this inning, maybe about 20 minutes ago. RBIs 9-10 for Nick on the year, leads the team. Bases loaded, 1 out. Cody starts him with a breaking ball that misses outside. And the count is 1-1 and no strikes. On deck, Baron Radcliffe for Jersey Shore. So an 8-run eighth inning. 1-0 the count on Matera, the pitch. On the outside corner, fastball for a strike. And it's 1-1. A win would give the Blue Claws 5 out of 6. In this series. Here's the 1-1. Big cut and a miss by Matera. Well, we said if he hit a grand slam, that would give him 6 ribbies in the inning. Well, he tried and swung through the fastball. It's 1-2. Torres at third, Rojas at second, Martin at first. Excellent speed out there for Jersey Shore. Breaking ball inside, just missed. And that runs the count even at 2-2. This inning started with back-to-back walks. Martin had an infield single E5. Matera, 2-run single. Radcliffe struck out. Stewart reached on an E6. Carr single. That was it for Lopez. And then Cody came in. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. So Materis down swinging, two away. Materic, and then Cody came in. He walked De La Cruz with the bases loaded. He walked Tatum with the bases loaded. And then Torres blew it open with a three-run double. Rojas singled, Martin walked. That loaded the bases again before Materic just struck out. And now Radcliffe bends. Barrett 0 for 4 today with a pair of strikeouts, including the first out of this inning. Cody out of the stretch, and the pitch is ripped in the air. A line drive, base hit. Torres scores. Rojas racing around third. He's coming in. The throw from right field squirts through. Not nearly in time. A frozen rope from Barron Radcliffe brings home two. And Jersey Shore ties their team record 10 in the eighth. And it's 13-6 Blue Claw. We've been saying for a couple of days that Radcliffe is getting close. And that was a seed off of the bat of Barron Radcliffe. A two-run single. He had a double the other night at 117 miles an hour exit velocity. He had a single on Wednesday, swing and a miss by Stewart in the count, nothing in one, at 116 mile an hour exit velocity. And that one, I don't have it handy, but that had to be 110 or so. RBIs 4 and 5 for Radcliffe. Here's DJ Stewart, 0-1. Pitch on the way, breaking ball high and inside of the count. One ball and one strike. So that scored Rojas and Torres. And it's now Martin at third, Radcliffe at first. 10 runs in the eighth inning for the Blue Claws. 1-1, the pitch. Slider outside, blocked by Rodriguez. And it's two balls and one strike here on DJ Stewart. Cody has faced seven hitters, and unfortunately for him, only recorded the one out. They have a right-hander up in the pen that they don't want to bring in. Pitch to Stewart is popped up behind the plate out of play. And the count is two balls and two strikes. Well, this inning for sure, the Blue Claws have really been seeing the ball well. And they've hit a few hard. They've gotten a few freebies, though. Those two walks to start the inning. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball, strike three. But what an inning for Jersey Shore. They sent 15 men to the plate. And they score a franchise record, tying 10 runs in the inning. So, 10 runs on 1, 2, 3, 6 hits. There were 2 errors, 4 walks, 5 walks, and 2 left. 13-6, Blue Claws. So we go to the ninth on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National.
First pitch of the ninth inning, a ground out to second by Dury Carrasco, and there's one away. Blue Claws have Jason Ruffcorn in the game, and they are now two outs away from a win. They scored 10 runs there in the bottom of the eighth inning, tying a franchise record. So Lopez was charged with 7 of those runs in that inning. 6 of them are earned. And then of the runs to Cody, fastball strike, I believe all 3 are earned to Cody, but fastball inside. The last 2 are unearned to Asheville because Asheville can't benefit from the, or sorry, Cody can't benefit from the error that happened before he came in the game. So that one is inside. So of those runs in the inning, 10 runs, 7 earned to the team, 7 runs, 6 earned to Lopez, and 3 runs all earned to Cody. That's how I got it. Here is Brewer. He bounces one foul outside of third, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thirteen to six. 10 runs in the bottom of the eighth. Strike 3 called. Slider over the outside corner, and Jason Ruffcorn picks up his first strikeout of the day, getting Brewer looking 2 down. And the Blue Claws are now 1 out away. It would be 5 out of 6 in this ball game, or in this series rather, for Jersey Shore. Michael Sandel, the batter, fastball called strike, and it's nothing in 1. Sandel is 0-for-4 today. He has struck out 3 times and grounded the short. Ruffcorn out of the University of Oklahoma, his fastball fouled back into the screen, and the count is nothing in 2. J.P. Woodward would be the winning pitcher. Oh, 2. Adam, outside corner, got him looking. Strike 3. Jason Ruffcorn, about as quick and snappy of a ninth inning as you can have. Barely get a chance to get settled in. And he says good night, goodbye to the tourists. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Blue Claws scored 10 in the bottom of the eighth and stormed back to win it here today by a final score of 13-6 at Shoretown Ballpark. They are 6-9. Asheville is 2-13. The time of the game is 2 hours and 38 minutes, and the attendance was 2,768. We will take a break and come back. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. We'll try to do a quick post-game of what was a kind of a crazy ending to this ball game here. Blue Claws win it 13-6 over Asheville this afternoon at Shoretown Ballpark, and they get out of here with 5 wins in the last six in the series. Matt Russell started, and while it won't be the story coming out of, you know, a 13-6 final, he was tremendous today. Struck out 7 over 4 innings, made one bad pitch. Christian Gonzalez got him for a 2-run homer. Blue Claws led 3-2. Carlos de la Cruz hit a home run in the 5th inning. And then from there, things got a little batty. We go to the 8th, and Asheville scored 4 runs. A walk, a hit batsman issued by Carlos Francisco. J.P. Woodward came in with one out. He got a pop out. Then he hit a batter, walked in a run that tied the game, and gave him a 3-run double to Neriel Rodriguez. That gave Asheville a 6-3 lead. But then in the bottom of the 8th inning, Jersey Shore stormed back to win going away. Nicholas Torres walked. Johan Rojas walked. Casey Martin, an infield base hit, and then a throwing error on the third baseman, Santana. Nick Matera, 2-run single. Then Baron Radcliffe struck out swinging. Matera's 2-run single tied the game. DJ Stewart reached on an E6. Then Jared Carr singled. Carlos de la Cruz walked with the bases loaded to give the Blue Claws the lead. And then McCarthy Tatum walked with the bases loaded. Nicholas Torres, a 3-run double. Johan Rojas, an RBI, a single. He would steal second. Later in the inning, after Matera struck out, Baron Radcliffe smoked a 2-run double into right field. Blue Claws win it 13-6. J.P. Woodward got the win. Juan Pablo Lopez got the loss. 2 hours and 38 minutes to play it. 2,768 paid to see it. I'm Greg Jamboree. Have a great day, everybody. Blue Claws go to Aberdeen. We're back in town the week of May 3rd. May 3rd is the Tuesday. Hudson Valley will be here for what will be a 6-game series. We'll see you then. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MIA.